Talking some basketball here with the head coach up at Mercer for the Cardinal boys basketball program, and Dan Martin, a 1-1 week last week on the road. Really good victory. You had Gilman City on Tuesday, but they ran into what's really turning into a juggernaut in the HDC this year. The Grundy R5 Panthers took one on the chin on Friday, as Mercer will now prepare for a 5:45 game against the Hale Cardinals. That will be at Meadville High School, quarterfinals of the Meadville tournament Tuesday, 5:45. Coach Martin, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Very good. First reaction I had when I got to the scoreboard on Wednesday morning, I saw you won at Gilman City by 10. I don't know if it's the best win you've had all season long, but it's up there, because I'm impressed with the Hawks and what they have, and to beat them on your home floor is a really good victory for your ball team.
Yeah, I think that was the main thing, was the victory was at their court. You know, that's a tough place to win for anyone. If you remember back, they ended Winston's reign as HDC, undefeated HDC boys basketball there since, like, what was it, 2013 or 14 this year. And so they're not an easy team to play there, but we played exceptionally well, and I feel like we had contribution from every player. And, you know, from one of our players taking a huge charge to another of our players getting 13, 14, 15 rebounds, you know, just different things everyone contributed. And that's the way to win games, is you got to have all of them contributing.
You know, it's case in point. We know how much improved and what a great player that Tyler Meineke is going to be for your basketball team, Coach. But in order to get to the goals that you have set for this team, it can't be all Tyler on both sides of the floor. He's a good player, but you know, he's probably not at that level yet to just be a go-to guy at that level. And you got to have guys who are, you know, helping and pulling their weight across the roster.
Exactly. I had a talk with him the following day, you know, when we said practice, and I said that this, I was, you know, kind of bragging on him on how all of the players contributed, and I was proud of all the contributions they made. And I said, Tyler does what Tyler does, but I could put him on the court by himself, and we could play the worst team in any division, and they could beat him. So, I mean, and any player for that matter, not just him, but I don't care who the player is, that you cannot. Basketball is a team sport for a reason, and that's why I just tried to reiterate how important it was for these other guys to do their roles. Now, their roles will differ from Tyler's or from, you know, Kobe's, for instance, being a point guard. Everything's going to differ, but they still, just as long as they accept those roles and do those things, these are usually the outcomes.
Sometimes you just run into, as I kind of described them, they're kind of turning into the juggernaut of the HDC this year, and sometimes you run into a team on their floor and they're just so good and they're hitting shots that they just kind of overwhelm you, and you just kind of, at the end of the night, you go, yeah, we didn't play our best, but you kind of tip their hat. Was that kind of the way it felt Friday down at Galt?
Yeah, that game's just a memory we're going to try to erase. There were a lot of factors in that contest that played into the mental state of, you know, from we just had a couple unfortunate things happen before the game, and then during the game there was just, it just wasn't a great, nothing against Grundy, you know, they played really well. It's just there's just a lot of factors in that game that I'm just trying to make sure our kids don't dwell on moving forward, because it can affect on how they go into the next game, you know. And so we're just trying to hopefully have a short memory from that thing, and that's a tough place to play, and an even tougher team to play against. So, you know, you go in there against Grundy, and they'll do those things to you.
Well, and, you know, the thing with Grundy, too, is we talked about how good Corbin Axtell was coming into the season, but it's not like it's, you know, that we talk about you guys having to build around Tyler Meineke a little bit. They've built around Corbin Axtell because they have a lot of different options to score, and it's just not Corbin getting 20 a game.
That's the exact thing. They're getting contribution from everybody, and that makes them obviously extremely hard to guard, because we were obviously once again without our big man, so we didn't have any kind of inside presence, and they're big enough that makes any kind of matchup virtually impossible against a team like that. And they play, you know, really well on their full court press is really well. They're super physical, and on the right night, physical defense is, you know, able to frustrate you. So that's a lot of things like that. Like, once again, a lot of factors in that game that I hope we can get over, just move on from and hopefully never experience again.
Yeah, just flush that game and get ready for the next. So the next is coming up tomorrow, Coach. You got Hale. Hale, a team I don't know a ton about. I know they're a 3 seed and you're a 6. So, according to that, Hale would be favored in this matchup. But in order for Mercer to swing the 6-3 upset, what are the important things against Hale that come to your mind for tomorrow night's performance?
It looks to me, just from the I've never my 3 years here never have played Hale, so I don't know anything about them even from a historical point of view. I do have did watch a little film on them. It looks to me like they play a 2-3 zone. They're bigger than us, or from the what it looks like on tape, might be a little bigger than us as a whole. I think we're going to have to be able to get good ball reversal and knock shots down. It looked like they applied a little bit of a press. That doesn't look, if we do the things we're supposed to do, won't be a super concerning issue. But hopefully we can shoot the ball better. That's been our Achilles heel all year. So we can do well around the basket, and Tyler penetrates well. And, we have a couple guys that get after it on offensive rebounds and can get the ball back. And we just, we're tough to... It's hard for us to win if we have to rely on an outside presence right now, and that's kind of been something that's been frustrating for us, but we've been working every day on it, so hopefully that gets us to where we need to be some point.
Mercer Hale coming up at 5:45 on Tuesday. That game will be preceded by the Mercer girls playing Northwestern tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Safe travels and good luck at the Meadville tournament this week.
You too, Tom. Thanks.